Welcome to MMBT, a podcast dedicated to movies, music, books, and TV show lovers. I am your commentator, M. So today's episode is going to be a little bit different. I'm going to be freeforming. I normally try to write a script, but I want to make sure I get one out for you, especially because there's been a whole bunch of stuff that's been happening. One of which is, if you're listening to this, you probably maybe you saw me on Twitter and started following me there, and you know I'm a Once Upon a Time fan. And I am just talking about this because I felt like it needed to be talked about, but I wanted to send out a shout out to everybody in Manchester. I know there was we had a Once Upon a Time fan who was killed there, and I just wanted to give a shout out there and say my thoughts are with you and that kind of stuff. So along that line, I know I haven't had one of these in a while, so a lot's been happening, and I didn't know where. I guess part of it was I didn't know what I wanted this podcast to be about, and I think I'm just going to go with that this podcast is about the live-action Disney's Beauty and the Beast, which I went and saw in the theater when it came out. And there was a lot of hype around this movie, and the fact that there's going to be a gay character and gay representation in a Disney movie. And while I would agree it was greatly done, I would say I agree with a lot of people say that the representation was a lot less than they were claiming it was going to be. And that's not necessarily a bad thing because it was a side character. However, if you're going to hype something like that, I would expect you to have a little bit more in there than what you did. In terms of the movie itself, I really enjoyed it. I thought it was well done. I know a lot of people maybe felt differently, but I really liked it because it was the Broadway musical, Disney's Beauty and the Beast, brought to the big screen. And I was a big fan of the Broadway musical the couple of times that I saw it. And I thought they did a good job of all the things that I liked about the stage production they put into the movie. And if you haven't seen the stage production, I highly recommend when you have a chance to see a stage production of it. And you'll understand why it's so great. And some of those changes that you're seeing on the screen, imagine them doing that in a live action setting. It's just fantastic. In terms of the movie version of it, I thought there was portions that kind of staggered. I disagree with a lot of people about the whole, like, Emma Watson and the maybe not being able to sing or you could hear the auto-tune. I think for somebody who maybe we weren't expecting to do a movie like this because we're used to seeing her in more dramas, or I remember her from when she was a kid doing the Harry Potter films, I thought she did a fantastic job. I do think, however, that it was kind of like the anime version where the gentleman that they cast for the Beast, great, you love him as the Beast. When you get to him as a human, you kind of lose interest. And I don't know if that's because of the way the story is written, or if that is just nature of maybe learning to like somebody in one form and not really having another. And I do think that would be an interesting follow-up. I'm not suggesting Disney being the Beast 2 because I really do not want to see that. However, but the fact that Once Upon a Time is still on there for a 7th season, and I'm probably not going to watch because I'm a Swan Queen fan and they fucked it up, in my opinion. Pardon my language there, and I apologize for swearing. I do think with still having Rebel Skelton on there, even without them renewing the contract for the woman who acted out Belle, they can do some stuff to maybe tie that all in, since ABC is affiliated with Disney. Okay, so that was a lot on that, and probably a lot more than you wanted to hear me ramble about. The final thing that I want to talk about, we're going to jump way over to the other side of the world, away from Disney, but still keeping with Disney, because Star Wars is now Disney. And I'm going to give you my thoughts on the Last Jedi, the new Star Wars movie, that Episode 8 that's going to be coming out, and the trailer and everything, why I thought that. So I personally loved the trailer. I thought it was amazing. However, I really wish they had chosen a different title, because the title they chose is actually a title to a novel that's already been written. And from what I can tell, this movie is going to have nothing to do with that novel. And it's going to confuse a lot of people who maybe aren't diehard Star Wars fans like myself into going out and buying that novel beforehand to read something before seeing the movie. And they're going to be in for an awful bit of shock when that has nothing to do with the movie that's coming out. And for those of you who are Star Wars fans, I highly recommend reading Star Wars The Last Jedi, the novel that came out, oh, I think it was about 10 years ago. It's a really great read. It's in the canon that we had before the new canon that Disney started, which we won't even, that's a whole podcast onto itself about how I think Disney royally effed up by not trying to keep to the canon of all the novels that had come out before they took over. I mean, now with the passing of Carrie Fisher, I can see how you wouldn't be able to do those. However, there's a lot that you could draw from with the Young Jedi Knight series, and that kind of stuff that would preclude ever having any of them in or recasting them, because they're so much older in those series of books that you wouldn't need to necessarily have the same actors playing those characters. But in terms of The Last Jedi Knight, or The Last Jedi, I guess is what it's called, trailer, I really did find it interesting. I found it eye-opening. I feel like they're somehow combining the ideas of The Empire Strikes Back and Revenge of the Sith together. I know some people are saying, oh, it looks like it's maybe Empire Strikes Back and Return of the Jedi. I don't think so. I think it's going to maybe correct some of the things that we didn't like about Revenge of the Sith. Especially because there's talk that Christian Hayden might be coming back to do a cameo with as Anakin Skywalker, or a voiceover of some kind as that character. And so I think that there that there's going to be maybe some of the things that maybe we did not like about that movie as diehard fans are going to be corrected, and that to me is going to be a positive there. However, I do think that the direction that they're going with this series of movies is definitely a let's go back to what worked, and not necessarily move the story along like the novels had done with the old canon. And so I'm hoping that this preview is just to get people in, and that the movie itself is going to prove me wrong once I see it. I'm going to hope I'm right on that. All right, so third and finally, I am wanting your opinion on what a new fandom I can join is. Like I said, Once Upon a Time has kind of disappointed me, and I am definitely not going to be watching season 7 in any way, shape, or form. It's, to me, it ended, Once Upon a Time ended and did a great job of ending before they sort of did that cliffhanger on the end with season 6. And that's where I'm going to stop watching. So any suggestions on a new fandom would be great. I'm looking maybe at starting up on Supergirl. Anything that you think I might like, you can probably look through my Twitter feed, my Facebook feed, and kind of see what shows I've watched in the past and what things I kind of like there. So with that being said, we'll end this podcast like I do everyone. Peace, love, and joy to all of you out there in listening.